The Second Synod for Africa will continue today with a review of propositions by the Rapporteur General and the Special Rapporteurs of the Working Groups. Missionary Father Sean O'Leary is the director of the Dennis Hurley Peace Institute in Pretoria, South Africa, and is attending the Synod. He says the structure of the world economy contributes to poverty and corruption in many African countries.
Any aid, any debt relief, any fair trade agreement has to be linked to a corresponding good governance commitment and implementation from the side of Africa. Now, in the last 10 to 15 years, there is a greater awareness of having competent and good governments in many countries. There have been great attempts in Ghana, for example, where the economy is growing. We have the examples of Angola now, which is probably the fastest growing economy in Africa. Still, perhaps, bad governance there, but an awareness that they can only do it by bringing everybody together. And then Mozambique is doing well. Malawi is doing exceptionally well. Malawi in the last 5 years went from a country that was importing food to a country that's exporting food. And that's just good governance. But good governance alone won't do what we want, which is to raise the standard of living of the poorest of the poor. It needs the structure of the world economy is such that it is a disadvantage to countries in Africa. Very often, aid is linked to all kinds of concessions. You have very clearly people are in there for raw materials, which Africa has an abundance of.